With KAZU News, I'm Christelle Manzon. Winter rain created lush green hillsides across California. Soon, summer heat will dry out this growth, creating fuel for wildfire. To prepare, Governor Gavin Newsom ordered fire prevention work in vulnerable communities across the state. He announced the plan in late March.
We've got to be much more proactive. 1.9 million acres burned last year.
Also, tens of thousands of homes and hundreds of lives lost. So, to speed up fire prevention efforts, Newsom lifted environmental regulations for 35 priority projects. This despite the protest of groups like the Sierra Club. KAZU's Erica Mahoney picks up this story in the mountains south of Carmel Valley, where one of the projects is underway.
At the end of a windy road, 40 minutes from Carmel Valley, there's a private community called White Rock Club. About 100 cabins are nestled in the mountains. Most are second homes. On this day, the sound of chainsaws echoes between towering trees. A 20-person crew is decked out in yellow hard hats and green cargo pants. They're clearing brush and cutting off low-hanging tree branches along White Rock Ridge.
All right, you guys all know Jonathan.
Cal Fire forester Jonathan Pangburn talks to the crew about a swath of trees they're working in.
Looking back into the area of madrones over here, it's really starting to get cleaned up.
They've got a lot of work ahead of them. This project spans 10,000 acres. It's called the Palo Corona White Rock Fire Roads Project. Work will be done by hand and heavy equipment, reducing vegetation along the ridgeline and access roads. Pangburn says they're working in this area because it's a strategic location for fighting wildfire. About 3 years ago, this is where firefighters held back the Soberanis fire.
White Rock Ridge ended up being, for a large portion of it, the primary fire control line during the Soberanis fire that kept it from entering into Carmel Valley.
This narrow ridgeline stands between the Los Padres National Forest and the homes in Carmel Valley.
This is our last resort. This line right here is like our last spot to hold fire before it goes through thousands of homes.
This is one of five priority projects happening across the Monterey Bay area. These forest management projects range from creating fuel breaks to reducing vegetation. The governor waived the California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA, to speed up the work. CEQA requires identifying and mitigating environmental impacts, then sharing that information with the public. Sierra Club California Director Catherine Phillips says that was the wrong move.
I think as a public interest organization, we're always anxious for more information, not less.
Phillips is concerned about long-term impacts to wildlife, habitat, and other natural resources.
How do we make sure that what they're doing doesn't endanger those? California Environmental Quality Act is a checking mechanism. And when government starts destroying those checking mechanisms, it creates uncertainty about how well they're doing their job.
Cal Fire's Jonathan Pangburn says although they don't have to follow CEQA, it's still informing how they're approaching the Palo Corona White Rock project.
There are a number of species and other resources of concern in our area here on the Central Coast that we are absolutely making sure to protect as part of our overall project design.
Also, the state requires these projects have a professional forester on site. Nadia Hamey is the one working on this project. She leans against her gray truck just before heading out to the project site. There, she'll identify plants and animals that need to be protected.
The California red-legged frog and the California tiger salamander. The Smith's blue butterfly, as I mentioned, is a buckwheat-dependent species.
She's got a lot of supplies in the back of her truck, an ATV, detailed maps, and flags. She'll use the flags to mark habitats that Cal Fire crews should not clear out.
We are hanging flags on every plant specimen that we want retained. So in the case of elderberry, if we have a whole patch of elderberry, we might, you know, have 15 flags kind of in the surround, and that's a key to the operators to leave it alone.
Hamey says doing this work proactively allows crews to give more care than during an emergency. That's when dozers can haphazardly destroy these natural resources. Work on this project will likely take most of the year. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.